Blog Talk Radio.
And
Then what's he do? He wins the Elimination Chamber, so he's getting a title shot at WrestleMania against Alberto Del Rio. And then what does the Bonehead do? The Bonehead goes out, gets arrested for DWI and having drugs in the car. I don't know about you, but what kind of a Bonehead move is that? So, you know, I'm going to be anxious to see what the WWE, how they handle that situation. So, anyway, you know, that's my thoughts on that. Congratulations, Jack Swagger, for coming up. The Midians are looking at me going, Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been in the business. I know how things work. So he may still get the match. They could. I'll put it to you this way. If you watch Friday Night SmackDown or Monday Night Raw or next week's Friday Night SmackDown, do not be surprised to get Jack Swagger put into a situation where he loses the match and therefore doesn't get his title shot at WrestleMania. I'm not gonna say it's going to happen, but I'll be the first to say, do not be surprised. So, we got the Facebook up and running. People have been talking about Jack Swagger all day. Have you ever tried typing and talking at the same time? I can't do it. Because I'm trying to put the phone number on my Facebook page while we talk. And it looks like I'm speaking Vietnamese or Oriental or something like that. No offense to the Vietnamese or Oriental people. I love them, Filipinos. You know, I'm an equal opportunist. I will kiss. I don't know, never mind, we won't go there. But anyway, no offense. It's just when I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, that's what it looks like. So anyway, back to the headlines. I never laughed so hard. Everybody thinks Vince Carter has lost a step. Well, by the way I saw Vince Carter playing tonight, all I can say is wrong. Vince Carter still has it. Dallas was playing the Orlando Magic. I think they ended up beating them. I haven't seen a final yet. I will look for it. Orlando drives down, puts the shot up. O.J. Mayo blocks the shot. They drive down, and O.J. Mayo is driving down the court. He catches Vince Carter underneath the basket, hits him for an alley-oop slam. And then Vince Carter turns around and steals the inbound pass behind the back pass to Sean Marion. Sean Marion puts the ball in. I mean, I'm normally not a big fan of the NBA, but that's got to be some of the funnest 2 to 3 minute spurt of basketball, if that long, I've ever seen in NBA basketball. I haven't really kept up with the NBA, you know, since Jordan left. So we're just gonna call it like it is. And so anyway, you know, some of these people on Facebook are funny. I love reading some of these posts. All right, anyway, let's get back to the NCAA says a southern accent coming through tonight, boys and girls. NCAA believes former Miami assistant coaches Clint Hurt, Aubrey Hill, and Jorge Fernandez provided false or misleading information during the probe into the Hurricane Athletics Department. Can you say, duh? Can you say, duh? That surprises you. Why? That doesn't surprise me at all. Florida basketball player charged with misdemeanor. Here we go. What is it about Florida? Florida basketball player Demontre Harris, a junior who is sitting out this season under the NCAA transfer rules, has been charged with failing to appear at an arraignment. Gainesville police spokesman Ben Tobias says officer stopped the car at a red light near campus about 2 a.m., performed a routine driver's license check, and found an outstanding warrant out for Harris. Harris was cited this past July for driving without a valid license. I can hear the new cheer for the Florida Athletic Department. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to try to be a good boy tonight. I'm not going to try to let too many things get under my skin tonight, but, you know, I have yet to go, and I'm trying to find out. There is a defensive gun course going to be taking place. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area or you're within the sound of my voice and you want to take a Israeli gun defense course, there's one coming up. And I'm trying to here it is. Learn to protect yourself, learn how to use a gun. This is off-target shooting course, learn to shoot quickly and accurately under a real situation. 5 slots left for Sunday, March 17th, 1 p.m. until 5. Call Professor Marty Kale, who is my self-defense instructor, 479-582-5425 to find out more about it. This is going to be fun stuff. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town, or else I would be participating in this, but I do plan on participating in a course in the future. But, you know, I said it last night, and I'm going to say it again. Learn how to defend yourself, whether you're taking self-defense, whether you're going out buying a weapon, and, you know, learn how to defend yourself. The world is getting crazy out there. So, learn how to defend yourself. I want to give a big shout-out to a good friend of mine, O.J. Guerra, and his wife, Sherry. I just got an email from Marty Kill. Saturday course on the 16th is already filled. It's already full up, but he's got a few slots left for the March 17th. The cost is $150. So once again, if you want to learn how to protect yourself and not just your average target shooting, I mean, we're talking obstacle courses, you know, stuff like that, like you would see in a movie or something. You never know when you're going to be in that situation, boys and girls. Contact Marty Kale, 479-482-5425, and get in on this. because they got a big obstacle course set up that they're going to pitch it through, similar to the same obstacle course that police departments, SWAT teams, DEA, same kind of courses they go through, because you never know when you're going to be in that type of situation. When there is some jackass freak in this world decides he wants to pull out on you, are you going to be ready to protect yourself? Are you going to be able to protect your kids if you're in a movie theater and some psycho goofball decides he wants to start popping lead all over the place? Are you going to be able to protect your kids? Well, Arkansas, I just read it today. Arkansas is proposing a bill similar to what Oklahoma has now. Oklahoma has a gun law that if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can carry your gun in the open. Arkansas has made a proposal for that same law. You don't think crime is going to drop like a big dog in the state of Arkansas if that bill gets passed? They have already read studies that showed in the short time Oklahoma has had this same law compared to the same amount of time last year that their crime rate is down 30%. 30% drop in crime rate. So, yeah, I will not be surprised to eventually see every state with this law. Now, do you think some psycho freak, unless he is just totally screwed out of his head on drugs, do you think somebody's actually going to have the audacity to come up to you when he sees that you got a Glock 10 or a Glock 9 on your hip? You think he's going to try something? No. And if he does, he is totally buzzed out on Fruit Loops. So anyway, once again, check with Marty Carroll, 479-582-5425. Take this course. That's all I'm going to say is take this course. It'll be the best thing you ever done. All right. Let me calm down. Get off my high horse. Snow Hall's opening round of Accenture Match Play. They started out. Some of the guys didn't even get on the course today. I know a fact, Tiger Woods didn't even get on the course today. I don't think he did. Let me look. I don't think Tiger even got on the course today. No, they didn't. There's going to be a lot of golf played tomorrow in Phoenix, Arizona. I believe that's where they're playing. So anyway, golfers, get a snow day. I've heard of everything else, take up thunderstorms and all that stuff. But this is the first time that they've actually started out playing and then the snow moved in after they started. And not everybody got on the course. So anyway, get on with that. Let's talk UFC. Blame it on Ronda. I'm going to get off Ronda Rousey's butt. Okay, I'm going to do it. Ronda Rousey made Dana White change his mind about women in the UFC. They met for dinner. Apparently, favors were traded, and Dana White changed his mind about women in the UFC. Ronda Rousey style made her new boss a fan. Once he met her, he was sold on a UFC's women's division. I still don't agree with the way Ronda Rousey got her belt, but that's neither here nor there now. UFC and other news released John Fitch. John Fitch has probably been the longest reigning fighter under contract with UFC. John Fitch, considered a top 10 welterweight and currently sits at number 9 in the UFC fighter rankings, was one of the guys released. 24-5 overall professional record, 14-3-1 in the octagon. So, I don't know what's going on. Other fighters that were given their walking papers: Terry Eatem, Ulysses Goman, Josh Grispy, Jay Heron, CJ Keith, Vladimir Netshinsko, Jay Mills, Wagner Prado, Mike Russo, Jorge Santiago, Paul Fest, Mike Shrump, Medanubo Tezuka, I hope I pronounced those names right, Simeon Thorsen, and Jacob Volkman. All these fighters were released, so I don't know if they're making a push to be able to pay their other fighters more or just what the deal is, but UFC thinning out the ranks. UFC 160 has added light heavyweight type fight featuring Glover Teixeira and Ryan Darth Vader. I've met Ryan Vader, great guy. Felt like that should be a good fight. Donald Cerrone welcomes KJ Nunes to the octagon at UFC 160. Liz Carmouche, a lot of people have been questioning her sexual orientation. Carmouche says she's not worried about that. She just wants to get in the cage and fight. They want to call her a lesbo, fine. Go ahead and call her a lesbo. She's going to go in and knock somebody's teeth out. That's all she cares about. And I think that's all it should be. You know, as long as you know what's what, who cares what everybody else is thinking? Get in the cage and fight. Don't forget, Daytona 500 Sunday. Jimmy Johnson has made the comment that he feels that restrictor plates are holding him back. He has said he does not like the restrictor plates. Personally, I don't care for them. But, you know, hey, I'm just a fan. What do I know? Once again, Danica Patrick, she's on the poll, her and Jeff's girlfriend. So that's that. Once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in. I would love to hear from you. Yeah, we'll talk about your favorite nail polish color. We are goofy tonight, boys and girls. We've got about 5 minutes left on the show. Don't forget, we're still exploring the possibilities of expanding from 30 minutes to an hour, but in order to do that, we're going to need sponsors and advertisers. So if you want to call in, if there's something you want to call, if, If you got, if you're a business owner and there's something you want to sponsor or advertise on our show, feel free to send me an email at the Greg Squirrel Show, or send me a message on my Facebook page. Look me up under Gregory Squirrel. Send me a message on there. We'll talk about what you got. We'll work out a package for you and see what we got going on. God, did we talk about the weather? Weather's crazy. As soon as I get off the air with the show, I got my cot in the studio tonight. As soon as I get done with the show, I'm turning on my little space heater. I'm getting my blanket. I'm not even attempting to drive home. I'm going to crawl up on my cot. Luckily, I brought my dogs. I got three adorable little schnauzers. And I brought them to the studio. You might hear them in the background running around being freaks. You've probably heard them other nights. I've had them in the studio with me. My dogs are funny. Don't forget, we're in our 2 weeks away, March 9th, Springfield, Missouri. Uncivil War MMA presents Uncivil War 11 Friction. It's going to be an exciting night at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. I'm excited about being there. These shows, they're doing great stuff with these shows. They have been filming the shows for a television broadcast on the local Springfield, KOZL, I believe it is. If you're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I just got a message from David Grayson. North American Grappling Association is going to be in Tulsa this weekend. So if you're a big fan of that, I don't have the location, but I'll work on having that on the show tomorrow night, and we will mention that. And that's going to be taking place, once again, North American Grappling Association, NAGA. David Grayson, great personal friend of mine. That guy's got more NAGA titles than just about anybody I can think of. Unless your name is Chuck or something like that, you probably don't have more NAGA titles than David Grayson. But anyway, NAGA is going to be taking place at Tulsa. We'll get some more information at Tulsa Expo Center. He must be listening. David, are you listening? You better send me a message that you're listening, dog. Anyway, Tulsa Expo Center. This week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Make sure you get over there and check it out. It's going to be good stuff. Thank you, David. You the man, brother. David sent me a message. Says yes, he's listening to the show. Oh, don't forget April coming up, Muskogee, Oklahoma, Muay Thai and kickboxing event at the Muskogee Civic Center. We're going to get some more information on that. I'm going to be doing the ring announcing for that event. That's going to be fun stuff. If you've never seen a strictly Muay Thai show, I invite you to get over for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I am freezing my canines off, so we are getting ready to get off the air. But, hey, we invite you to join us back here tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show and Thursday night edition. And who knows what's going to happen. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya! We'll be right back.